All right, so have you ever been cruising along, getting tons of traffic on your website, and then bam, Google just slams on the brakes. Like, what just happened?
It can be a huge shock.
Your visibility totally plummets, and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even know why, you know?
Exactly. And that's why we're doing this deep dive. We're looking at this guide all about how to recover from Google penalties
Yeah.
so we can help you figure out what went wrong and how to
Yeah.
fix it. How to get back in Google's good graces.
It's all about, knowledge is power, especially in the world of SEO.
Right. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is a Google penalty? I mean,
Sure.
we hear that phrase thrown around a lot, but what does it really mean?
Well, there are actually two main types of penalties,
Okay.
manual and algorithmic.
Okay. So, like, manual's the one where an actual person looks at your site.
You gotta think of it like a parking ticket, but
Yeah.
from Google's traffic cops, they've
Okay.
got these human reviewers who go through websites and they're the ones who flag you for breaking the
Yeah.
rules.
So there are real people involved.
Oh, yeah,
It's
definitely.
not just some scary algorithm making all the decisions.
Nope. And those reviewers are looking for all sorts of SEO no-nos, like keyword stuffing, for instance. Have you ever seen a website where it's just crammed with the same keyword over and over again?
Oh, yeah, totally. It sounds so unnatural.
Exactly. It's like a robot wrote it.
Makes sense.
And then there's cloaking, which is where you show one version of your website to Google, but then a completely different version to actual users. Super sneaky, right?
Yeah, that sounds shady.
It is. And if Google catches you trying to game the system like that, they'll hit you with a manual penalty.
So it's like a digital slap on the wrist.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about algorithmic penalties? Those are the ones where no human is involved, right?
Right. More like you tripped a sensor in Google's giant complex system.
Oh, wow.
Their algorithms are constantly at work detecting things that go against their quality guidelines, and those algorithms are always being updated.
So it's like Google's always changing the rules of the game.
Exactly. And they do that to make sure they're delivering the best, most relevant search results to users.
Which makes sense. I mean, Google wants to be the ultimate matchmaker, connecting people with the websites that are truly the best fit for them.
Right.
So when we talk about these algorithmic penalties, what kind
Yeah.
of things trigger those?
Well, one of the biggest ones is what they call thin content.
Thin content.
Imagine you land on a website and the page you're looking for has like a one-sentence description. That's thin content. Google wants to see that you're providing real value to users with your website.
Okay.
And one sentence just doesn't cut it.
No, not at all. So it's not just about having a website.
Yeah.
You have to have a website with high quality content that's informative and engaging.
Exactly.
Got it. What else?
Another big one is poor mobile optimization.
Oh, right. Like if your website looks terrible on a phone.
Yeah, these days everybody's browsing on their phone. So if your website isn't designed to look good and work smoothly on a mobile device, you're going to have a problem.
Totally. I mean, who wants to be pinching and zooming and scrolling sideways just to read a simple paragraph?
Nobody. It's all about that smooth, seamless mobile experience these days.
Exactly. Okay. So we've got thin content, poor mobile optimization. What else can land us in algorithmic penalty trouble?
This one's a little more complicated, but it has to do with your backlink profile.
A backlink profile.
So backlinks are those links from other websites that point back to your site. They're really important for SEO, but you got to be careful about the quality of those links.
So it's not just about having tons of links pointing back to your site, it's about having good links.
Exactly. It's like having a bunch of shady characters vouching for you.
Like if all your friends have bad reputations, Google's going to think you're a bad influence.
Precisely. If your website has a ton of links from spammy or low-quality sites, Google sees that as a red flag.
Makes sense. So we want backlinks from websites that are reputable and trustworthy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. Would you trust a restaurant recommendation from someone who's always complaining about food poisoning?
Definitely not. I'd be running the other way.
Same idea with backlinks.
Okay. So we've talked about manual penalties where a human reviewer flags your site and algorithmic penalties where you trip some kind of sensor in Google's system. But how do you even know if you've been hit with a penalty? Are there like warning signs?
Oh, yeah, there are definitely some telltale signs.
Okay.
The most obvious one is a sudden drop in your website traffic.
Okay.
Like, you're used to seeing a steady stream of visitors coming from Google, and then all of a sudden it just dries up.
Like someone just turned off the faucet?
Yep, that's a pretty good indicator that something's wrong.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Okay, so that's for traffic. What else?
You might also get an actual notification in Google's Search Console.
Oh, really?
If it's a manual penalty, you'll see something in the manual action section. It's basically a digital slap on the wrist from Google telling you, hey, we found something fishy on your site.
Okay, so Google Search Console is like mission control for our website.
It's
we've got to check in there regularly.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about algorithmic penalties? Are there any alerts or notifications for those?
Not usually, but you'll probably see your rankings for important keywords plummet.
Oh.
Like if you used to be on page one for best coffee beans and suddenly you're on page five, that's a sign that something's up.
Okay, so it's all about paying attention to the data, watching our traffic, checking our rankings. If things take a nosedive, that's our cue to investigate.
Exactly.
All right, so let's say we suspect we've been hit with a penalty.
Yeah.
How do we actually diagnose the problem? Where do we even begin?
Well, if you think it might be a manual penalty, your first stop should be Google Search Console.
Okay.
Remember that manual actions report I mentioned? That's like your police report. It'll tell you exactly what Google thinks you did wrong.
Okay.
From there, you can start researching common SEO violations and see if any of them match your situation.
So it's detective work. We have to gather the clues and figure out who done it.
Precisely.
I love it. What about algorithmic penalties? How do we crack those cases?
For those, it often comes down to understanding Google's algorithm updates. They announce these updates periodically, and you really got to stay on top of them because every time they make an update, it's like they're changing the rules of the SEO game.
Okay, so we have to keep up with the latest Google news.
Yep. Got to know the new rules if you want to play the game, right?
What else?
Another important step is performing an SEO audit.
Okay, SEO audit. What exactly is that?
It's like giving your website a thorough checkup, looking for anything that might be considered low quality or spammy by Google's standards. Think of it like a website inspection, making sure everything is up to code.
And a big part of that inspection is looking at our content, right?
Oh, absolutely. Making sure it's informative, engaging, unique.
Because content is still king in the world of SEO.
You got it.
All right, so we've identified a potential penalty, we've done our detective work, and diagnosed the cause. Now, how do we actually fix it?
Well, that's what we'll dig into next time.
Oh, come on, you're going to leave us hanging.
I know. But the short answer is it depends on the type of penalty and the specific issues that Google has flagged.
All right, well, I guess we'll have to wait for part two to find out how to get out of SEO jail.
Stay tuned.
I will. Welcome back. So last time we were talking all about how to play SEO detective, you know, figuring out if you've been hit with a Google penalty and what might have caused it.
Exactly. We were gathering clues like we were in some kind of digital whodunit.
Right. But now let's talk about what happens after we've cracked the case.
Yeah.
How do we actually fix the problem and recover from that penalty?
Well, it's kind of like, okay, we've been caught red-handed, right? We've paid our fines, but now we need to prove to Google that we've learned our lesson.
Oh, I like that. We've got to show them that we're going to be model SEO citizens from now on.
Exactly.
So how do we do that? Where do we even begin?
Well, especially with manual penalties, the first step is usually to write a reconsideration request.
Yes. Yeah. A formal apology letter to Google begging for a second chance.
Exactly. And the key with these reconsideration requests is to be super transparent and thorough. You got to lay it all out on the table, what you did wrong, how you fixed it, and what steps you're taking to make sure you don't make the same mistakes again.
So no trying to hide evidence or downplay our SEO crimes.
Nope.
Total honesty.
Got to show Google some genuine remorse.
Exactly. And don't forget to highlight all the awesome positive changes you've made.
Oh, right. Like brag about our SEO glow up.
Yeah. Have you revamped your content? Made it more informative, more engaging? Have you improved your website's loading speed? Cleaned up your backlink profile? All that good stuff.
Make Google see how much we've improved.
Exactly.
Okay, so we send off that reconsideration request. And then what? Do we just sit around and twiddle our thumbs hoping for the best?
Well, not exactly. While you're waiting, you can actually continue to focus on improving your website.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about getting back to where we were before the penalty. It's about coming back even stronger. Right. You've already done the hard work of identifying and fixing some of the problems. Now you can use that momentum to make your website even better than it was before.
I like that attitude. All right, so give me some concrete examples. What are some things we can do to keep improving our website while we wait for Google's verdict?
Well, one thing you can always do is create more amazing content.
Oh, yeah. Content is king, right?
Always.
Yeah.
But I'm not just talking about churning out blog posts for the sake of it. Think about the people who are actually visiting your website, your target audience. What are they searching for? What questions do they have? What problems are they trying to solve?
So it's about putting ourselves in our audience's shoes.
Exactly. And then create content that actually provides real value to those people.
And content doesn't just have to be blog posts, right?
Definitely not. You can make videos, infographics, even podcasts.
Mix it up.
Exactly. Get creative.
Okay, so content is one area. What about the more technical side of things? Any tips for continued improvement there?
Absolutely. Technical SEO is an ongoing process. There's always something you can tweak and optimize. One thing that's super important is your website's loading speed.
Oh, yeah, page speed. Yeah. Nobody wants to wait around for a website to load.
Nope, and neither does Google.
So faster loading times make for happier visitors and a happier Google.
Exactly. Then, of course, there's mobile friendliness. In this day and age, your website absolutely has to look good and function perfectly on all kinds of devices. Phones, tablets, desktops, everything.
Yep. With so many people browsing the web on their phones these days, mobile optimization is non-negotiable.
Totally. Yep. Then there's your internal linking structure, making sure your website is easy for both humans and Google's bots to navigate.
So it's all about making it super clear how to get around our site.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about backlinks? We talked about those before. How do those fit into the whole recovery process?
Right. So after you've cleaned up all those spammy, low-quality links, it's important to start building a strong, natural backlink profile.
So ditch the bad friends and make some new high-quality friends.
Exactly. And the best way to attract those good links is by creating amazing content that people naturally want to share and link to.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so this all sounds great, but I gotta be honest, this whole waiting game is making me anxious.
Yeah, I get it.
How long does it actually take for Google to respond to a reconsideration request or to notice all the changes we've made after an algorithmic penalty?
That's the tough part. Patience is really a virtue when it comes to SEO.
Oh, man.
Google doesn't always move quickly. Sometimes it can take weeks or even months to see the full impact of your efforts.
Weeks, months. That feels like an eternity in internet time.
I know it can, but try to stay focused on the positive. You're taking steps to improve your website and your SEO, and that's what matters.
You're right. It's a long game.
It is. But trust me, when you start to see those rankings climbing back up, it'll all be worth the wait.
Okay, you've convinced me. Patience it is. But while we're being patient, is there anything else we can do to support our recovery efforts? Are there other SEO best practices we should keep in mind?
Definitely. One thing I always recommend is staying active on social media. Even if your website traffic is down, you can still connect with your audience and promote your content through those channels.
Oh, that's a good point. Social media can help us stay top of mind, even if we're not getting as much organic traffic from Google.
Exactly. And don't forget about email marketing. If you have an email list, keep those subscribers engaged with valuable content and updates. You can even use email to promote your latest blog posts or any website improvements you've made.
So it's all about diversifying our efforts and not putting all our eggs in the Google basket.
Precisely. Now, while we're on the topic of diversification, I think it's important to acknowledge that recovering from a Google penalty can be a pretty complex process.
Oh, for sure.
It often requires a deep understanding of SEO and the ability to really analyze data, identify problems, and come up with effective solutions.
So what you're saying is sometimes it makes sense to call in the experts.
Exactly. If you're feeling overwhelmed or if you're just not seeing the results you were hoping for, it might be time to consult with an SEO professional.
Someone who eats, sleeps, and breathes SEO.
Yep. They can provide guidance, support, and that extra level of expertise that can make all the difference.
Like an SEO Sherpa guiding us through the treacherous mountains of Google penalties.
I like that analogy. And speaking of SEO experts, yeah, they're amazing.
They really are. I mean, yeah. You know, we started this whole deep dive talking about Google penalties as being kind of like getting a parking ticket.
Right.
But it's so much more complicated than that.
It really is. It's not just about paying a fine and moving on.
No, it's more like we have to rehabilitate our website's entire reputation.
Exactly. We have to show Google that we're trustworthy and reliable and committed to giving our users a fantastic experience.
Yeah, it's not just about Google either. It's about rebuilding trust with our whole audience.
Absolutely. And that takes time and effort and a really solid understanding of how Google sees your website.
Which is why sometimes it's so helpful to have an expert in your corner.
Oh, totally.
Someone who really knows the ins and outs of SEO and can guide us through the complexities of those Google algorithms.
It can be so overwhelming trying to do it all yourself.
It really can. It's like navigating a maze in the dark.
Exactly. And a good SEO expert can be like your guide. You know, they can provide clarity, direction, even just peace of mind.
When it comes to SEO experts, we know just the team to call our friends at DoubleDome.com.
Oh, they're fantastic. I've seen them work wonders for businesses that have been hit with penalties.
Yeah, they're the best. They just have this deep understanding of how Google works.
Yeah.
And they're so good at creating strategies that actually get results.
It's like they have a direct line to Google headquarters or something.
Right. Well, maybe not a direct line, but they definitely know how to speak Google's language.
They do.
So if you're listening to this and you're feeling totally lost and overwhelmed by this whole Google penalty thing, please don't despair. Head over to DoubleDome.com and let their amazing team of experts guide you back to the land of high rankings and happy website visitors.
Exactly. They'll help you figure out what's going on, create a solid recovery plan, and put those strategies into action to get your website back on track.
Plus, they're just really great people to work with.
They are.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the crazy world of Google penalties. I feel like we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about the warning signs, the different types of penalties, the steps you can take to recover.
Hopefully everyone's feeling a little less intimidated by those Google algorithms now.
Exactly. Because knowledge is power.
It is.
And even a Google penalty doesn't have to be the end of the world.
Not at all. With the right information and the right support, you can get through this and come out even stronger on the other side.
Absolutely. So yeah. Keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep creating great content that your audience will love. And if you need a helping hand along the way,
you know who to call.
DoubleDome.com.
Until next time, happy optimizing.